Father, we will see also the kingdom. We will see also what is in God's heart. And then we will also learn how to pray. Everything we do must come out of this relationship with our Heavenly Father. Then you will not act like a hypocrite. If you pray to your Heavenly Father, you don't care about man. You don't care about seeing by man. If you have a relationship with the Heavenly Father and you have a hard desire to fast, you will do it with Him, not for man, and for His kingdom's sake. And that's why I appreciate the Lord teaches that we pray, our prayer has a direction to His kingdom. But this comes out of the relationship with Him, right? If you know His heart, through the relationship with the Heavenly Father, you will pray according to His heart. You will pray for His kingdom, and even you, His kingdom becomes your life. And this is also my heart desire, that the Lord changed my prayer. That I seek first His relationship, and then I am for His kingdom. Amen. Amen.
I'm not a stranger.
You're not a stranger.
Not a guest. Okay. Well, you know, in Romans 8. Oh, sorry. Okay. In Romans 8, I forget the verse, 26, I think, that we know not how to pray as we ought to pray. And we have a heavenly intercessor, the Lord Jesus, at the right hand of God, interceding for us according to the will of God. He knows the will of God. None of us know the will of God. It's revealed to us, but through the intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, interceding for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So none of us know how to pray as we ought to pray. We may think we know, and we may pray, but our prayer is not really a prayer. It's just for ourself, comes out of ourself, initiated for ourself, by ourself, and issues in vainglory, you know. So I'm really humbled by this fact that I don't know how to pray, so I really need to seek the Lord. And I really appreciate that word, our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And as our brother was sharing about our Father, I think, you know, when my children come to me for something, they know that I'm able and I have the resource to give them what they want. And our Father is rich, and He's rich in mercy. He can give us what we need. And I want to know Him as my Father. And I want to believe in Him that He will give what. But you know, I really appreciate that word that it's no longer I. But that takes time and a lot of dealing, because it's always I, unless the Lord has the way to deal with that self, and that's by the cross. I want to pray according to God's will, but I don't know His will until I get into His word. And in John 15:7, the Lord says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. And what I will become is really according to God's will. Because God's word reveals the will, His will to me. But that word is abiding in me. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It has to abide in me. It has to become part of my inner being. And then I am a person that doesn't care for my own will. I care for God's will. And I give my life for God's will. this is the kind of person I want to be because God has done something in my being. And so the Lord Jesus, he said, I have come to do thy will, O God. He offered his body as a sacrifice. Who could do that? And as a man, he had to be sure this was the will of God. So he in the garden, as he's praying, not my will, but your will be done. And if it's possible, take this cup from me. This is the cup of God's wrath that we deserve. You know, he became a curse that we might receive the blessing. We deserve that curse. He suffered the wrath of God, the righteous, on behalf of the unrighteous. He did not deserve that. He knew no sin, but he took upon himself our sins and suffered God's wrath. So he knew what he was going to face. This cup is the cup of God's wrath that we deserve, and he drank that cup so that we would not have to drink it. So this was the will of God, and he proved the will of God, and we need to prove the will of God, but it's through his word that dwells in us, that abides in us. And as we come to eat his word, we want to be do his will. So it's no longer my will, but thy will be done, because it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. And I don't know how to pray. I don't know if I ever will know how to pray. But this means that I come to God depending on him to teach me. And, you know, the disciples, they asked the Lord, teach us how to pray. They don't know how to pray. And I really like that position, that I don't know, and I just come to him. So I read his word, so I know how to pray, so I know his will and can pray properly. If I don't pray according to his will, it's vain prayers, no matter how good it sounds. And, you know, naturally, we hear some news, someone is suffering, so we want to pray that they wouldn't suffer. But we don't know God's will, what he's going through. Maybe that person needs to suffer. You know, it's given to us not only to believe on the Lord, but also to suffer on his behalf. But I would never pray for suffering. You know, Elijah, he prayed in a prayer, and he prayed that it would not rain. Now, who would pray that it would not rain for 3.5 years? But this was God's will, and he knew it was God's will, and he prayed accordingly. And then he prayed later that it would rain. I don't know what else to say. I'm just... I don't know if I make a lot of sense. But anyway, when I don't... Okay, so the one good thing, when we come to the Lord like this, we really come into his presence. And we enjoy our Father, and we worship him. And that's... I think that's what it's all about.
One important point for me is that, for his glory, his kingdom is to express his glory and his glory on this earth. It's not our own glory. But just like the brothers shared very often, we want to have a glory from us, and we want to get reward from man. And that is a big problem in ourself, in our flesh. This is also a problem in the church life. So we should be a body. We also in the members of the body, and the head is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When people come to the church, should see the glory of God and not our glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And this is a warning for me very often, that I have to learn to pray to the Lord, guard my mouth, to to only speak the truth, not nothing out of myself. And that is a training for all of us. Because our flesh is very easy speak a lot of things out of ourselves. And just like Malachi mentioned, we are priests. Out of our mouth should be the truth. Our own mind cannot teach anybody because our mind is fallen, is defiled. But only the word, the truth, can teach other people. So therefore, I think most important thing is that I or we all can guard our mouths. Just like be touched by the cold from the altar.
Amen.
That is a wonderful experience. Every time, if you say something wrong, you can repent. There is always a way to come back to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What about let's sing a song? 300.